Blog Talk Radio.
You're here back again, once again, The Hour Radio Network. We had a little technical difficulty, but we in the building, as always. Nobody can keep us down. We're going to keep doing what we do. That is to progress and to move forward and to give you the show that you've been looking for, which is tonight, which is Celebrity Thursday. Tonight on Celebrity Thursday, we got the one and only Steve Russell, lead singer from the hit 90s group Troop, is going to be in the building with us tonight. So definitely make sure you guys don't go nowhere. I got my sis, Miss Fabulous, in the building. Our brother, Elio, is going to be a little late. He's going to be joining us, but he's going to be a little late tonight. So we're definitely going to be getting it in. We got the Fab Fabulous News. We got a celebrity edition of Where Do We Go From Here. And, of course, we got D-Slate. We got D-Slate. Blow the dust off of them old school double play for you guys tonight. I got a doozy. Got a couple of good ones for you guys tonight. So it goes down, so definitely make sure you guys don't go nowhere. We're going to be getting it in, talking with R&B superstar Mr. Steve Russell. We're going to get it in with him tonight, and as well as playing all your favorite celebrity hits. As well as we're going to be talking about a few things, some things that's going on out there in the media right now. So definitely make sure you don't go nowhere. D-Slate in the building. Miss Fabulous, how are you?
I'm ready to spread my wings. Fly away to a place where I long for. In my heart that way. On the words to the song.
And remember, I was taking a selfie, you know, when I was doing all of that, you know, performing. You know, hopefully we'll get the correct words to the song because, in all actuality, that is one of my favorite songs. But nonetheless, welcome. Thank you, D-Slate, for having me. This is your girl, Miss Fabulous, of course. And I'm excited to have our brother, L.E.O., in the building. Another Celebrity Thursdays. It's going to be an epic show. Have some great things to disseminate for the Fab Fabulous News. And by the way, happy holidays to whatever you, you know,
absolutely,
signify or you observe, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, happy Christmas if you're overseas or what have you. Just happy holidays to us, to you, from you and yours, and, you know, reciprocate it.
There it is. we're Pacific. We do that. That's what we do. That's what we do. But like Ms. Fabian said, definitely happy holidays to everybody out there, and hope you definitely have a great holiday, Christmas, New Year's, you know, coming up in a couple of weeks. So definitely make sure you guys enjoy that and get your shop on and, you know, do what we do around the Christmas holiday. You know, and we'll get more into that, you know, a little later in the show. So, you know, about the Christmas holiday and the madness of Black Friday and, you know, many different things like that, you know, of that nature. We'll talk about that. But we gotta play some hits, and hopefully when we get back we'll be talking with the one and only Mr. Steve Russell of the hit group Troop in the building with us. Right now we got a couple of hits, and in fact these two songs we're getting ready to play for you guys, Steve Russell had wrote, you know, for you guys that don't know, Steve Russell wrote these songs for Chris Brown and for Jordan Sparks. So we got some Chris Brown, Take You Down, Jordan Sparks featuring Chris Brown, No Air, if you didn't know Steve Russell wrote those songs. So we're going to be kicking it off right now for you guys. We got some hits, and when we come back, hopefully we'll be getting it in with my man Steve Russell of Troop. D Slate, Miss Fabulous. Hopefully our brother Elio will be getting in soon, and we will be back in a few. Don't go nowhere. Celebrity Thursday, it goes down. Let's go.
Taking a selfie.
I know where to start and what we're gonna do. Yeah. I'll take my time, we'll be all night, girl. So get ready, babe, I got plans for me and you. Whoa.
me half of the breathe with no air.
Jacqueline.
Yes, Mom?
I wanted to talk to you about something and... Oh, wait. Hold on. I just got a text. Oh, there's another one. Wow. Busy, busy me. So, anyway...
Oh, wait, Mom. I just got a message. My friends keep commenting on my comment. Oh, there's another one. So many comments on my comment.
Oh, I can't wait to watch TV tonight. Playoffs!
Hey, guys, check out my new video game. Pew, pew!
Wait.
Mom, what?
Huh? What? Hold
What'd
on.
You say? Wait a sec, what?
This weekend, unplug. Take your family to the forest. There's nothing in the world like experiencing nature firsthand. Trees, paths, bluebirds, streams. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Okay. It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed... could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Morgan Freeman. Has anyone ever said, you are the picture of health? You look healthy, you feel fine, but that may not be the full picture. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer of men and women over 50. Since it doesn't always cause symptoms, you may not know you have it. The only way to know is by getting screened. Screening can find precancerous polyps, so they can be removed before they turn into cancer. This is one cancer you can prevent. Plus, screening can find colorectal cancer at an early stage when the chance for a full recovery is very high. Talk with your doctor and get tested for colorectal cancer. Medicare and many insurance plans help pay for screening. Get screened. Make sure you are the picture of health.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Yeah, yeah, welcome back. Welcome back, D-Hour Radio Network. Playing all the hits. You already know how we do it. D Slate, Miss Fabulous. You just got through listening to Troop, one of their number one singles, Spread My Wings. Before that, Jordan Sparks featuring Chris Brown with No Air. And Chris Brown, Take You Down. Chris Brown, Take You Down, and Jordan Sparks, No Air are two of the songs written by the one and only Mr. Steve Russell, in which he's written songs for a lot of big-time artists, you know, songs mm-hmm. that you love, songs that you know. So we're still waiting for him to call in and get it in with us tonight, but definitely can't wait to do that. Now, we were talking about the holidays. Holidays are coming up. Everybody's out there, you know, shopping and panic shopping and, you know, trying to get everything ready for Christmas. And, you know, following that will be New Year's, you know, where, you know, people definitely going to have to watch, you know, what they're drinking and make sure they're not drunk driving that night. And on the night where they're enjoying forgetting 2013 and welcoming 2014. So you just got to make sure you're not out there, getting overboard and, you know, drinking more than you can handle, and definitely make sure you're not getting behind a wheel or a motorcycle or whatever the case may be where you're buzzed or even drunk. You know, it's not worth it. So definitely make sure you're not doing that. But enjoy the holidays. excuse me. There was a lot of craziness, over at the Thanksgiving for Black Friday. I mean, and people was out there. I mean, I remember seeing reports about someone getting shot. I saw reports about somebody getting stabbed, a few people getting mm-hmm. beat up. I mean, it's really not that serious.
No.
You know, I understand you want to get things for your kids and for your family, but, you know, it's really not that serious to injure someone just to get something because it's on sale, it's for a nice price or whatever the case may be. Because little do you know, a lot of sales are still going to be going on, you know, before Christmas gets here. So it's really not that serious, you know, for mm-hmm. people to be out there stabbing each other and, you know, shooting and fighting, you know, just to get something that was, on sale. So I think it's really not that worth it. I think when things like that happen, it tends to take away from the excitement of Black Friday. I think that's one of the reasons why a lot of people don't like going out on Black Friday because of the crowds, because of the craziness, because of people acting real stupid, you know, on one particular day. You know, when little that they don't know is you have Black Friday going on, and then come that following Monday, it's Cyber Monday, so they still have the same type of prices, but you just have to purchase it online. So if you don't want to tackle, you know, Black Friday, then you can just wait until Cyber Monday, get your cards out, and purchase whatever you need online. I mean, you know, you really don't have to deal with the whole hassle.
Well, these, like, you know, also they have Small Business Saturdays, so a lot of, you know, smaller businesses became first, you know, before they became these Fortune 500 companies and things of that nature. You can get a lot of great deals from your local homegrown stores, you know. And the other factor is that a lot of retailers, they mark up the prices 55 to 65% more, and you thinking in all actuality that you're getting a sale or a special or a deal, but you're really paying more in some instances. But, you know, the sales that they have is limitations. There's always, you know, quantity of four, quantity of five with these stipulations. So we just have to be a little bit more cognizant and understand, is it really a deal or is it worth getting killed for a deal?
That's true. That's definitely true. You know, I just think that, you know, people need to just, you know, I mean, just relax. I mean, like I said before, the sales continue to keep going on, you know, before Christmas comes around. So it's really not worth it. It's not worth it to, you know, get out there and act silly and get into fights and hurt people and hurt children and different things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But because people do have their children with them when they're out on Black Friday like that. So hopefully, you know, next year we won't have that type of craziness, and I'm pretty sure a lot of stores are going to be taking precautions next year. So, you know, hopefully that doesn't happen. But again, you know, the holidays are around. You know, we just want you guys to be safe. You know, just be safe out there. Don't be out there acting crazy and, you know what I mean, doing all that old nonsense, because, you know, it's the holidays and it's all about love. It's all about family, you and your children. You know, it's all about enjoying each other's company and, you know, just being there with family. It's all about family during the holidays. So, you know, you want to be happy during the holidays, you know, not upset, not sad, angry. So, you know, we want to get rid of all those emotions. You know, we only want to welcome happiness, you know, for the holidays. I came across something, Ms. Fab, regarding Kanye West and and Arsenio Hall. And it was kind of crazy. Arsenio Hall blasts Kanye West over slave reference. And Kanye West has been ruffling quite a few feathers lately, but nobody has popped off on Yeezy quite as hard as Arsenio Hall did at a post-Grammy nominations press conference. The popular host took issue with West's recent comments on Hot 97's The Breakfast Club, during which he implied that Arsenio was forced out of his first stint as a late-night host in the 1990s by white corporate bosses. Arsenio clarified that he left the show voluntarily and countered that West should do his homework before making such accusations. But what really got him riled up was West's use of the word slave in his hit track New Slaves on his latest album, Yeezus. He quote, "I hate the word slave used in songs," Arsenio said angrily. Get the F out of here. Do you know what the word is? Do you know what that word is all about? Nobody can use slave in pop culture. If you in the music business should, you know, if you're in the music business, you should not F with that word. Too serious an error, too serious a problem in America. He ran it. There is no one that is free to move around this country that should use the word slave. Do you know what it meant to slave? Excuse me. What do you think?
Wow. I really, you know, it doesn't surprise me, and nothing really is like that big wow effect in these days, even in pop culture. you know, Arsenio Hall is really an icon for, and he paved the way for a lot of entertainers, none to say the least. You know, I know there are two separate genres. One is music, one is media, you know, entertainment. However, you know, it's just a greater form of disrespect. And, you know, I really do like Kanye West, but, again, sometimes his commentary can be the demise of him. You know, I really think that was not necessary, and for him to make such, you know, comments and statements unless he knew the full value of the information being truefold. Arsenio Hall, again, nonetheless, if he left, you know, on his own recognizance or if it was forced out or whatever the case may be, it's just the fact that he had a stint and he had a run, and guess what? He's back again. So nonetheless, we know who he is. We appreciate his value to the industry, and, you know, I think that should be the focus and the premise. Now, utilization of the slave word, the C word, the N-word word, the Paula Deen'd, whatever the case may be, I really think all of that is just really is paramount to pop culture and understanding connotations of words. The other half of it is that, you know, we live in a society as into we have free will to express ourselves, but you have to be a little bit careful as into the contents in which you use the words, because it can become slightly offensive or just downright dumb. You know what I mean? So, you know, 12 years of slave to the rhythm, so on and so forth. This in that, yeah, I said the N-word. But, you know, it's just FCC preventable, but really, honestly, I think it's just a greater form of respect, disrespect. So respect in the terms of know your elders, know your people, know your pioneers who have paved the way. It's okay to agree to disagree. And in the terms of disrespect, utilize the connotations of such language within the Merriam Dictionary, Webster Dictionary, and the Queen's English. So that's my commentary. I'm off the box now.
No, I agree. I agree with you, Ms. Fab. I agree with you. I think that so here's my thing. I actually saw the video. Ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't get a chance, just, you know, you can Google it, or you can go on Yahoo or even YouTube and Google Arsenio Hall Kanye West rant. But, I think that, you know, Arsenio's whole thing was, he said, hey, you know, I like Kanye West. He's an incredible artist. But he made this comment, and he was basically like, brother, that's not what happened. That's not when it went down. You know, I voluntarily left. You know, he was just like, you know, so, you know, if you're going, he said he don't like people throwing him out there, you know, talking about stuff with him without knowing what they're talking about. You know, if you don't know, if you don't know the whole business about what's going on, you know, he was basically like, don't put me out there if you don't know nothing about what's going on with me. You know, and he was, you know, he just said he doesn't like just people just putting him out there like that. You know, if you're going to make a point about something, then, you know, use somebody else. But, you know, and then he was just like, you know, he just don't like people using the word slave, you know, in pop culture, because, you know, I truly don't think, you know, even as African Americans, even as blacks, when we use those words, and regardless of what connotation we're using it in, I think that the fact that we wasn't a part of that, and we wasn't involved in that, and we wasn't persecuted like that, and we wasn't abused like that, I think it's truly, truly hard for us to understand what they went through. You know,
right.
We cannot possibly understand what they went through. So I feel like, and I agree with Arsenio, I feel like stop using that word like you understand it, because you don't. You know, you live in modern times. You're not a slave. You know, you wasn't treated, you know, like they were treated. So stop using those words and stop acting like you were there, because you wasn't. Now, those that were there, they absolutely have the right to talk about it and express it in any way they want to, because that's them venting about what happened to them. But me, myself, as an African-American man, as a black man, I'm not going to put those connotations out there and act like I understand that when I don't, because I wasn't there. I feel for my ancestors, and I have a deep pain in my heart for my ancestors who went through that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no way I can possibly understand that because I didn't go through that. So I can't be out here acting like I understand it when I never went through anything like that. You know,
well, you know,
so
there's
I definitely understand.
Right, there's a huge differential between legacy and history. You know, it's one thing to read about in history books about, you know, this is what had occurred with our elders and ancestors and things of that nature, you know, but it's another thing to still have the blessings of those ancestors and elders to still be with us and to be able to tell an Aesop fable, you know, live prime time. So regardless if he was making commentary, and I have to go back to this, making commentary about how he felt or what he thought, you know, occurred. There's a dignified way to do things and let the media, the Associated Press, let them report or let people who have prior knowledge to whatever took place, let them do their job. I think today's society really needs to understand the concept of staying in your lane respectfully. And again,
exactly.
You know, I think more so than less that Kanye West would be on the Arsenio Hall show and not Arsenio on the Kanye West show. Okay, so if you have difficulties in reading into that, it's called paying homage.
I agree. And also, I also feel like Kanye West's whole thing is surrounded around controversy. And I'm going to talk about that a little, definitely a little later, because I have a few words to speak about that, celebrities and controversy. But, and I think, you know, that also has a little bit to do with that as well. But right now I'm going to go into some more music. Hopefully we're still waiting, you know, for my brother Steve Russell to call and get it in with us. Singer, songwriter, producer, lead singer of the hit group Troop. You know, we're waiting for him to call in and hang out with us and get it in with us. You know, when we come back a little later, we still got the Fat Fabulous News. We got where do we go from here? D-Slay's Blow the Dust Off from Old School Double Play. Oh, yeah, we got more show coming up. So right now we got some hits. I got some Jennifer Hudson. For those that don't know, Jennifer Hudson's song Invisible is also another song that was written by Steve Russell, in which Steve Russell also got a Grammy for this particular song.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a little Jennifer Hudson. We got some Justin Timberlake. We got some Lord. We got some hits for you guys, so definitely make sure you don't go nowhere. We got hits. D-Slate, Miss Fabulous, D-Hour Radio Network, Celebrity Thursday, it goes down. Don't go nowhere. Oh, yeah, we're coming back.
Like want you something to admire, cause you're shining something like a mirror, and I can't help but notice you reflect in this heart of mine. If you ever feel alone and the glare might be hard to find, just know that I'm always there and left on the other side. Cause with your hand in my hand and a pocket full of smoke, I can tell you there's no place we couldn't go. Just put your hand on the path, I'll be trying to pull you through. You just gotta be strong. Cause it doesn't seem really as simple, and I can't help but stare, cause I see truth somewhere in your eyes. Ooh, I can't ever change without you. You reflect me, I love that about you. And if I could, I would look at us all the time. With your hand in my hand in a pocket full of soap, I can tell you there's no place we couldn't go.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies, and I'm not proud of my address in a torn up town. No postcode envy, but every song's like gold teeth, gray goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstained ball gowns trash in the hotel room. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal Maybach.
love affair.
And we'll never be royal. It's a one in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler. My friends and I will crack the code. We count our dollars on the train to the party. And everyone who knows us knows that we're fine with this. We didn't come for money.
But every song's like gold teeth, gray goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstained ball gowns trapped in the hotel room. Driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair,
and we'll never be royal. It's the one in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
Down there. everywhere they show me love. Everywhere I go, yeah, everywhere I go, yeah, everywhere they show me love. Everywhere I go, yeah, everywhere I go, yeah, everywhere they show me love.
Are you thinking about getting your GED diploma? Well, here at the GED Pep Talk Center, we've got a number of pep talks that can motivate you.
Sometimes things don't always turn out the way you want them to.
You know that feeling? People look at you and don't believe in you.
You want some gentle encouragement. Then you're on your way to your GED diploma and a better life.
But I know you're probably just a little bit nervous. You can find it in yourself to take that first step.
You can improve your future.
You can do this. I know you can.
You need to start pushing yourself.
Now get your game face on and take the first step towards a better life.
Hurry up. Don't make me repeat myself.
Whatever level of motivation you need to get your GED diploma, we've got a pep talk that's right for you. Call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org for your pep talk and find free GED classes in your area. GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education, brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today...
The only thing I didn't learn is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Yeah, yeah, welcome back. Welcome back to our Radio Network Celebrity Thursday in the building once again, playing all your hits. You just got to listen to my man, Elder Barnes Jr., with his hit single, Everywhere I Go. You heard Lord with Royals, Justin Timberlake, Mirrors, and Jennifer Hudson with her hit single, Invisible, which was also written by Stephen Russell. We're still waiting for Steve to call in. But for now, ladies and gentlemen, what we're going to do, because we all been waiting for it ever so patiently. We all been wanting it. We all know that it was coming. So now, ladies and gentlemen, if you please, it is time for the fabulous news with the beautiful, the lovely Miss Fabulous. Miss Fabulous, can you tell us what is so fabulous out there right now?
Well, thank you so very much for that, D. Slayton, the D Hour Show Radio Network, home to the All Things Sports on Tuesday and Covenant Cafe on Sundays. Continue to tune in to the D Hour Show Radio Network because we have wonderful things going on for 2013 and remainder in 2014. Some new things shall come. This is Miss Fab Fabulous News. by Miss Fabulous, of course. South Africans line up to view Nelson Mandela's body. The body of the former South African president Nelson Mandela will lie in state at the Union Buildings and Pretoria until Saturday. Mandela's body lay in state Wednesday at the Union Buildings, once powerful symbol of South Africa's brutal system of apartheid. But the site where he sworn in office 19 years ago, the country's first black leader. Laid in a casket made partly of glass to show his face, Mandela, who died last week at the age of 95, was dressed in his trademark shirt, black and gold. He bore a peaceful, serene expression that greeted those who came by to pay homage to the man who negotiated a peaceful end to apartheid and ushered in stable democracy. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to take this opportunity right now for a quick moment of silence in the honor of Nelson Ara Mandela. Thank you for that. Continuing on with news and more news as it relates to the fabulous news, Obama joins two other world leaders in a selfie. Selfie is the newest coined term for taking pictures of yourself. I guess it's the poor man's paparazzi. Yeah, I'm guilty of it too. Of course, you can look on my Facebook page and see my most current selfie that I took today before coming to the studio. Of course, the selfie at Mandela's memorial. What better or what not better place? As they are stating now, critics are saying now some people are adding President Obama to the list of people with poor selfie judgment after the leaders of the free world posed with the leader of the free world, which is the United States of America, with British Prime Minister David Cameron and Danish Prime Minister Helle Thorning-Schmidt at Nelson Mandela's memorial service on Tuesday in South Africa. It appears from photos of the incident that Obama was not the instigator. The distinction goes to Thorning-Schmidt, who was one of the prime ministers, but it seems to have been participatively happy through First Lady Michelle Obama, who seems unimpressed by the whole spectacle. Check out that, you know, expression and the picture. They say it says 1,000 words. Check that out at your own free will and make the decision, was it appropriate or not appropriate? I think it's just the picture, ladies and gentlemen. You know, in the defense to our POTUS, he was paying homage and paying full attention and respect to the late, great Nelson Mandela. It was just a monumental moment, people. Get over it. Can we conquer world hunger? Yes. Homelessness, world hunger climbing in the United States cities, mayor survey says. Although the jobless rate is at its lowest high within the last 5 years, the stock market has surpassed the pre-recession high economic gains, which have not reached many poor urban residents. In 2014, it can even be worse, folks. Listen up. Officials involved in the urban survey said that they are worried about recent cuts to food stamps by the new congressional budget deal. However, the renewal jobless benefits for long-term unemployed will only be extended through Christmas.
Wow.
Today is national, ladies and gentlemen, drum roll, please. Today, the 12th day of December 2013, is National Dingling Day. Yes, yes, your ears are not deferring you to what you think that you heard. That is correct. Today is National Dingling Day. Yeah, I don't know how to receive that, but it's also Poinsettia Day.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and then tomorrow, ironic, is Friday the 13th is Ice Cream Day and Violin Day. Yeah, Violin Day. So Dingling Day followed by flowers and cream with violins playing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure. Well,
yeah,
we'll get into that one, folks. Mm-hmm. famous Sagittarians, Taylor Swift, Miley Cyrus, no twerking, okay? Nicki Minaj is also a famous Sagittarian. Jay-Z, Britney Spears, Brad Pitt, Trey Songz, Bruce Lee, and Walt Disney. Just a couple of a few Sagittarians born in the month of late November, December. Today's date, celebrating a birthday, the famous, infamous, make sure your pets are spayed and neutered. Yes, Bob Barker, The Price is Right, The Showdown. And then my soror of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, family member to the late, great Whitney Houston. I'm talking about no other than That's What Friends Are For. Yes, Dionne Warwick is celebrating a birthday today. Sheila E. is celebrating a birthday today. Tomorrow, the 13th, we have Taylor Swift, Jamie Foxx, and Dick Van Dyke. Yesterday, Monique, my girl Monique, personal friend of mine, and Jermaine Jackson. Jermaine, don't take it personal. Yes, take the bitter with the sweet. Easy come, easy go. All right, so just a couple of more things of the fabulous news in retrospect on the 14th day of December. Remember, we will be celebrating the one-year anniversary of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting. Definitely take out time to have a moment of silence for the victims and for those who experience a great, great loss, and that would include all of us because, you know, united we stand, divided we shall never, and we will not fall. Just a couple of more things for the fabulous news. I know it's kind of lengthy, but some holiday tips for our listeners out there. Decorating safety, never use lighted candles near Christmas trees, curtains, drapes, and things of that nature, which could potentially be a flammable item. Small children may think that holiday plants look good, good enough to eat. However, plants may be poisonous and can cause severe stomach problems. So you might want to look out for those things such as mistletoe, holly berries, Jerusalem cherries as well. And also turn off all the lights on Christmas trees and decorations when you go to bed or you leave your home. Unplug extension cords, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. I think it's the dingling day, when they're not in use. And if you're using a natural tree, make sure that you water it well and avoid dry branches. Dingling day, dry branches, it's just all inclusive. But nonetheless, when I'm talking about tips, we're going to end off the fabulous news with something that is very, very, very great. The mystery tips for Jesus have been identified. The generous mystery tipper who has been leaving waiters and waitresses across the country, stamped with at sign, tips for Jesus handle, has been identified as one of the former persons that are associated with I'm looking, the PayPal vice president, of course. Some of the tips have ranged from, listen, get this, $2,000 on a $215 meal to $7,000 on a check that was $2,994.61.
Wow.
Yeah, a $7,000 tip. Yeah, that's awesome. So they're saying that this is an act of kindness and, you know, definitely pay it forward. If I could even pay for a $215 meal, I would pay it forward. But they're not necessarily things in monetary value that you can pay it forward. You can do small things such as helping the elderly person up the stairs, carrying their groceries, or just letting the stranger pass through on the interstate without giving them the number one salute. This has been another wonderful segment on National Dingling Day, Miss Fabulous for the Fabulous News. Now back to you, D-Slate.
Well, thank you, Miss Fabulous, for that, for the Fabulous News. We do appreciate that. And it has been wonderful news, Miss Fabulous, so we thank you so much for that. And again, you know, make sure you guys are taking her holiday tips, you know, in mind, because, you know, we definitely want people to be safe during the holidays. So, you know, we definitely want that.
Definitely. Hey, D-Slate. Yes, I'm sorry. And to my listener audience, I've negated to also have a rest in peace to Paul Walker. We lost him last week. So, you know, the Fast and Furious fans, the entertainment world, you know, suffered a great loss as well. So Paul Walker, rest in peace. I mean, that brother was incredibly talented, very, very young at the tenor age at 40. So people are still buzzing, and that will forever be a long time before, you know, any of us are able to come to grips for the loss in which we have encountered. 2013 was a very peculiar year. A lot has gone on from, you know, the Boston Marathon bombings to, you know, the loss of, you know, worldly epic icon, you know, Nelson Mandela. So, again, you know, we're ending 2013 and we're moving forward with, you know, great things to come in 2014. I've negated to include those things, but again, officially, back to you, D. Slay.
Well, absolutely, and those are definitely great things. And, you know, again, like I said, hopefully everybody is being safe out there and everybody's doing what they're supposed to be doing because, like, you know, like I said, that's what it's all about, you know, being safe for the holidays and, you know, definitely enjoying the holidays. And, you know, just we just want people to be safe. You know, that's what it basically boils down to. So, you know, it's just, you know, and again, you know, also, you know, I want to make a point real quick before we get into some music. You know, you mentioned something about the Nelson Mandela funeral and then everybody talking about the selfie, you know, with President Obama. I mean, again, man, every time I turn around, it's always, you know, it's always something, you know. You know, with everybody, you know, discrediting, you know, trying to discredit, you know, the president and trying to say that, you know, he's this. It's always, every time I turn around, everybody's always coming up, somebody's coming up with something to try to badmouth the president. And I'm like, man, just leave it alone. You know, he's the president. He was voted the president. Get over it. You know, he's got until 2016. And then, you know, you guys can vote for, you know, whatever knucklehead you want to put in the office, you know. But for now, you know, right now, this is our president. You know, he gets my utmost respect because I know what he's trying to do, and I know what he's trying to do for real people. And it's like, you know, he's not getting all the opportunities that he wants to do it because, you know, of other issues in, you know, in Congress and the government. I'm not going to go into all of that, but, you know, I think we all know, you know, the situation with that and, you know, what's going down with that. But he gets my utmost respect because I know what he's trying to do, and it's hard for him to do it because, you know, I can go into the whole, I can go into the whole Republican-Democrat thing, but I'm not going to go into all of that because, like I said, we all know what the situation is. We all know what the deal is. And, again, and, you know, every time we turn around, somebody's trying to discredit this man. And, you know, he's just trying to do his thing. You know, so just, you know, my feelings, I didn't care too much for George Bush when he was in office, but you know what? I showed that man some respect. You know what I'm saying? You know, and I wasn't, you know, blasting this cat every single time, every chance I got. You know, so my thing is just relax, ladies and gentlemen. Just let him do his job. Let him do what he's trying to do. He's got a couple more years left. And then you can vote whatever knucklehead you want to vote in the office for now. Just respect him. That's all I'm saying. Just respect him. You know, that's what it all boils down to. But I'm gonna get off my soapbox and you know, D-Slay like going to kick off some music real quick. And when we get back, we're still waiting. Hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to Steven tonight. But, you know, we're still waiting for him to call. But right now I'm going to play some hits. Got some more music. We got some Faith Evans. We got some more Troop in the building. So don't go nowhere. D-Slay, like Miss Fabulous, Celebrity Thursday. Let's go.
Let's get it.
Yeah. I'm not afraid to You might know me, I'm 50 Cent. You may follow my tweets, my Facebook friends. Odds are a few in a 6 degrees separate us. We're that close. What's crazy is 1 in 6 don't know where their next meal is coming from. These are your coworkers, your neighbors, your friends. Hunger's too close for us to ignore. So visit feedingamerica.org/hunger and find your local food bank to see how you can make a difference. From one close friend to another, let's do this. I'm 50 Cent, and together we are Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Every 2 minutes, an American is sexually assaulted. Be the someone who gives their time. Be the someone who lends an ear. Be the someone who takes a step. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN, asking you to join the fight against sexual violence and volunteer in your community. Log on to RAIN.org, that's RAINN.org, to learn how you can be the someone.
This message brought to you by the Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network and this station.
Yeah, welcome back. The Owl Radio Network, D. Slate, Miss Fabulous, playing the hits. That was Troop with their hit single, All I Do Is Think of You. Before that, the lovely Miss Faith Evans, You Used to Love Me, and we had Faith on the show not too long ago, some weeks ago. We had a fabulous time with her. Pun intended. We had an incredible time with her. I want to thank her again for joining us. It looks like we might not get an opportunity to, and I know it's the holidays, ladies and gentlemen, so, you know, you guys kind of expect that. You know, a lot of the celebs are doing things, you know, this month, so we might not get a chance to talk to Steven tonight. It could possibly, we might reschedule it next week, or we could wait till after the New Year holiday. But we might not get a chance to talk to him. But you know, we're still gonna do what we do. You know, we're still gonna kick this off. You know, Celebrity Thursday, and get it in, and hopefully, you know, we'll definitely get that opportunity to speak with him about his career and his new success and some of the many things that he's done. Right now, what I want to do is kick it off. You know, this is for my brother, Leo. It's a little segment that we like to call Where Do We Go From Here? And it's a popular segment that we do on a Tuesday spot. But we got a special celebrity edition. You know, first of all, where do we go from here? You know, talking about women in the industry, you know, exposing themselves, You know, is it really appropriate, you know, is it really appropriate for, you know, celebrity women to expose themselves the way they do? We know that sex sells. We know that, you know, sexuality is a big thing in entertainment. But, you know, how big is it, you know, how important is it? Is it truly degrading? You know, when you see, you know, artists like Lil' Kim, you know, Nicki Minaj, who are incredible artists, you know, but, you know, sometimes a lot of women who stand up for women's rights, who stand up for equality for women, who fight for women being treated, you know, with respect, sometimes they tend to have a problem, you know, with a lot of women being the way they are in the industry and exposing themselves, you know, being too, a little too loose, not, you know, not just sexually but visually. You know, is Lil' Kim too old to be exposing herself the way she does? Camel toes aren't sexy, you know, with bloated stomachs. It's really not, you know, plain and simple. It's not. Where do we go from here? You know, Miley Cyrus went from Disney to kitty porn. I mean, you know, does she lose her endorsements? You know, does somebody need to sit down and talk with her? Where do we go from here? What do you think, Ms. Fab?
You know, you want it. It's the blurred lines. That's what it is. You know, it's misconstrued as, do I supposed to do this because the stars are doing that, the celebrities are doing that? You know, yeah, we live in a, unfortunately, country that is considered to be free will, and we are able to express mind, body, and soul. However, there is a thin line between love and pornography. You don't have to lay down with the industry in order to get down, you know, and meaning that if you have raw natural talent, that should be able to suffice enough within this industry. If it's not, well, maybe it's not for you. Everything is not for everyone. There are plenty of women. There are plenty of divas. There are plenty of sisters strong who are able to rock the vote or rock the mic without rocking the mic. I'm getting a little pictorially graphic here because, again, up-and-coming artists, because this is Celebrity Thursday, they need to be more cognizant and they have to be tuned in to understanding what the real powers to be are. You don't have to show skin in order to sell albums, to get downloads, to get down low in order to get downloads. You know, self-respect is first, and always stay fly. First, love yourself. It's an acronym, F-L-Y. You know, definitely my whole thought about, you know, fashion forward, if that's your thing, it's one thing to be eclectic, but you don't have to have your boobs and your butt out in order to be classy. And, you know, for 100 million that will, there are 100 million that won't. And we have to be the ones who set a precedent, meeting artists today, including myself, in order to do that. And what you made a comment, you know, you were kind of joking about it, you know, D-Slate, but, you know, at what age do we understand that that's not for me any longer? You know, if you're 20, maybe you could get away with it, but again, it goes back to if you want to be a politician, you know, 20 years fast-forwarding, that's going to always come out as an issue or a reminder. For those who've seen the movie Best Man, I'm not going to give anything away for those who haven't. But in closing, you know, sometimes our past can come back to haunt our future. So last statement me and made is that respect yourself in the artistry, just as a woman, as a person. Do things dignified because you love the passion and you love to get down with the movement, but you don't have to get down in the movement, you know what I mean, in order to be successful. If someone's asked you to compromise your mind, body, and soul, again, that's not for you.
Well spoken. Thank you, Ms. Fabulous. I agree with everything definitely that you said. To answer the question, where do we go from here? Well, where do we go? Where we go is, we teach our daughters, we teach our our nieces, we teach our little cousins, we teach these young women that there's nothing wrong with having swag, so they say, you know, the new term, swag, you know, having some type of confidence about yourself, feeling good about, you know, what you wear and feeling good about the way you look. There's nothing wrong with that. But you also need to know how to respect yourself because you want others to respect you. So it starts off with you respecting yourself, because the more you respect yourself, the more others are going to respect you. You don't need to put yourself out there to be successful, to be respected, because, you know, you always hear, you know, when men talk about women, they talk about sexuality, you know, the thing about it is that, you know, real men want, you know, they don't want to just see it boom then and there. They don't want to just, they want to have some type of, you know, they want to be able to use their, exactly, they want to be able to use their imagination. You know, they want to be able to wait and you know, just, you know, it's almost like opening up a gift. You know, you see the present under the tree, you know, especially when we're talking about holidays. You see the present under the tree, you know, the wrapping and everything looks classy, you know, it looks elegant. And then, you know, when you open up the wrapping, boom, there's your gift. You know, and that's what it all boils down to. You want to be respectful. You know, you want to lead, you know, especially, you know, if you plan on being in a relationship, young woman, you want, you know, you want to lead, you know, that to, you know, that person or, you know, your significant other's imagination. So, again, it boils down to you respecting yourself and you, you know, showing that respect visually, you know, so people can say, okay, she's intelligent, you know, she's beautiful, but she respects herself, so you know what, I'm going to respect her too. So I think that's where we go. Where we go is we teach the young women, so that way they can teach the young women, and they teach the young women, and so on and so on, and we can have plenty of generations of young women who's very respectful, who respect themselves, and don't have to put themselves out there like that to get attention. It doesn't have to be that way. So with that being said, respect yourself first. Teach them how to respect themselves first. That's where we start. That's where we go. Mm-hmm. So where do we go from here? That was from my man, Elio. You know, he's running late. He got some things that's going on with him tonight. So unfortunately, we didn't get a chance to have our brother on here with us tonight. But, again, like I said, it's the holidays, ladies and gentlemen. You know, it's a lot of things going on in the month of December, so you got to expect, you know, people, you know, going to see family, making arrangements, doing last-minute things so they can, you know, go see their families and getting all their shows out of the way and different things that they're doing to spend time with their family for the holidays. So it's a lot of stuff going on. So I'm definitely you know, we sent a shout out, Stephen. Like I said, hopefully we'll get a chance to get him on. You know, if not next week, you know, sometime after that. Big shout out to our brother Elio, to our sister Ray Cole, you know, who has some things going on tonight as well. Big shout out to the D Hour family. You know, Ms. Fabulous mentioned earlier our new sports radio show on the D Hour Radio Network. The ATS show, All Things Sports. Big shout out to the hosts, my brothers C. Miller and Big Mike, getting it in on the ATS show. Big shout out to my peeps at the Covenant Cafe. And I want to send a special shout out because the Covenant Cafe has a new female host in the name of Charlie Baltimore.
Charlie.
Yes, Charlie has joined Poetic Lace and Lamont Ferguson on the Covenant Cafe. So, big DL Radio Network shout out to Charlie for joining the brothers on the Covenant Cafe. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it is now time to kick it off for you. You know what we do every Thursday on Celebrity, every time on Celebrity Thursday. It's time for D Slate's Blow the Dust Off of Them, Old School Double Play. Let me
you okay?
Get that dust off of me. Let me get the dust off of me. pledge.
Sir.
Let me get the pledge. You know what I'm saying? Let me get the pledge out. Boom. It's all shiny. It's all looking good. These slates, blow the dust off of them. Old school double play. I got some GQs. I got some Patti LaBelle. Oh, yeah. You're going to love this one. Deep Slate, Miss Fabulous, Deep Slate, Old School Double Play, blow the dust off of them, Old School Double Play. Let's go.
I got a selfie.
I love the soul right now.
Thank you. have an event you're planning and need a keynote speaker? Then the Speakers Bureau Institute is the agency for you. Actress Tasha Smith partners with RKD Music and Talent Management to bring an array of celebrity speakers, artists, and athletes for your event. Book names like Kim Coles, Tasha Smith, Tisha Campbell-Martin, Vanessa Bell Calloway, LaToya Luckett, Lisa Leslie, Flex Alexander, Leela James, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and more. Whether it's a conference, workshop, seminar, or college event, SBI has provided a phenomenal lineup of speakers that will cater to your event. For more information on booking a speaker for your next event, call 818-571-0998 or visit rkdmusic.com. SBI is a subsidiary of RKD Music and Talent Management, located in Beverly Hills, California.
Hey, hey, welcome back. Welcome back, Celebrity Thursday. D Slate, Miss Fabulous. D Slate's Blow the Dust Off of Old School Double Play, Miss Patti LaBelle. If You Only Knew, GQ, I Do Love You. Those are the old school hits, some of my favorites on D Slate's Old School Double Play. If you have some old school hits you would like us to put in the Old School Double Play, you can email us at thehourshow@gmail.com. That's thehourshow@gmail.com, and you can hit us up on Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, YouTube. Just search the keywords, The Hour Show. Now, it's time for us to go ahead and close it out. I want to thank everybody for tuning in, hanging out with us tonight on Celebrity Thursday again. You know, unfortunately, we didn't get a chance to talk with Stephen tonight. Mr. Stephen Russell, the truth, but hopefully we'll get an opportunity to speak with him, you know, really soon, because we're definitely going to reschedule that interview with him. So definitely just keep your ears locked. Make sure you keep in tune every Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. You never know who's going to be on. You never know who we're going to be talking to. We're just going to be getting it in like we do, as usual, right here on Celebrity Thursday. Miss Fabulous, any closing comments for tonight?
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much for that, D Slate. You know, to the listening audience, we wanted to say thank you for your support over the years, and particularly this year. You know, we're going into, I think, what, year number 5, D Slate, for the Be Our Show Radio Network?
Actually, we're going into year number 4.
Okay, year number 4. I do stand to be corrected. But, you know, point taken is that, you know, there's been 1, there's been 2, there's been 3. There's been a numerous amount of years, and we couldn't have done any of this without you. So, D Slate, I wanted to say publicly, you know, the founder, the CEO, the proprietor, owner-operator of the D Hour Show Radio Network, I want to say thank you for allowing a platform for artists, entertainers, radio personalities, and so on and so forth, to be able to share their talents year-round, not just Christmas, with the world, and not just your local sectors, the world. I also want to just give a shout out to all the people who support me and the things that I do. Definitely friends, family, Facebook friends, Instagrammers, Twitters, and so forth. You know, everything that goes on throughout the world, people set aside time to make things happen. And we can't do anything that we do without, of course, the Most High. So, you know, definitely get out, you know, your box or yourself and think about someone else this holiday season. It's not about, you know, how many gifts are underneath the tree. It's about how many lives you touch with your gifts. You know, remember the season, the reason for the season. And definitely tune into the I Got Something to Say Right Here show on Mondays. We've been encoring the last couple of Mondays, but hopefully we'll go live. We'll bring you, you know, Christmas music and holiday spiritual music and the great news and entertainment, as we always do. If you're looking for the perfect gift,
that's right,
without spending a lot of money out of your pockets, definitely contact your girl right here, Miss Fabulous. I'm your official Avon representative. You can shop online for 50%, 60%, 75% off items all the time at youravon.com/poetic, P-O-E-T-I-K-K-Justice. Find me on Facebook, Instagram, Poetic73, and on Twitter under www.wewantchange. So again, just thank you for all of your immense support and to all of our celebrities that have been on with us throughout the years. We just thank you, thank you, thank you so, so very much. Shout out to my client, Charles Farmer, the Employee of the Year. Yes, it will be coming out next year. We'll start filming in March, so stay tuned for that, as well as one of our other colleagues, Black Coffee. Yes, yes, that movie is featuring a couple of line of artists, entertainers, LeMann Rucker, and quite a few other people, so stay tuned for that movie in your local theaters. So enough with the plugs and promotional things. We just want you to have a continuous, peaceful, restful journey. And rest in peace to Nelson Mandela, as well as Paul Walker. Back to you, D. Slade.
Absolutely, and I definitely want to send a shout-out to send condolences and to the Walker family. Paul Walker's going to be missed. All his family and, his friends, are mourning this time. So definitely condolences and prayers to that, to the family and the friends. Who had an opportunity to be blessed with his company and his friendship. So he's definitely going to be missed. And I just want to say thank you guys so much, as always, for tuning into Celebrity Thursdays, just tuning into the Diablo Radio Network in general. Thank you guys so much for supporting and listening, as always. And just keep tuning in. You never know who's going to be on. You never know who we're going to be talking with. And just to let you guys know, all the fans of India Saturday, we're gonna be sparking a new Indie Up Saturday show. It's gonna be D Slade will no longer be hosting on that show, but we have some incredible hosts who's gonna be on there, and we're revamping Indie Up Saturday show. So you may get a taste of it this month, but be on the lookout for that. The whole all new Indie Up Saturday show. So be on the lookout for it. So it'll be there, and tune into the Covenant Cafe this Sunday. Time to get up out of here. I want to say peace to everybody. Enjoy your holidays. We'll see you guys next time. Be safe, Miss Fabulous. Enjoy the rest of your night. Be safe. Much love. We'll see you guys next time.
I'm taking a selfie before we leave the studio.
Quick, 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 quick.
Tell me who the hottest in the town. Reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet, giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the burbs, so yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend, 10 minutes later, the same song spins. It's the D-Hour Show, yeah, I said it so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll, let's hop aboard the starship. The hottest station, showing love to underground artists. Yeah.